But our conversation, yeah, which one did you enjoy the most here, Tab? Let's wrap up this conversation. In terms of Black Friday deals that are not Black Friday deals.
Definitely the 50% on the car, on the house.
50% off the house, no? That's what you want. All right, all right, all right. Here's one that says, good morning. Definitely airplane tickets for my mom and sister to come and visit for the first time in 4 years. But the airport guys, I mean, the airlines are doing these Black Friday things. That's for sure. You know that that one brand that that gives away free tickets, and they,
yes,
and then you must stay on pretty much the whole day to get in. I think the tickets are 1 rand.
Yes.
This is a real thing.
I know, right? One person actually did get it.
They got it.
They got it.
What?
Yeah.
So basically, if we had to do that with a house, ne?
Yo.
Here by Waterkloof Heights.
Waterkloof Heights.
Yeah, Property 24 just says Black Friday sale. This house is going for 1 rand. We'd all be there, huh?
We'd all be
there. Yeah, even me, Shama. Stop the show now. And I'm on that website making sure that I
just
do my
play music.
Yeah. No, but we brought it back home, and at the end of the day, we want the Black Friday stuff, but the money that we're using a lot of the times is money that came from our employers, and the common decency is just to say thank you. This reminds us of the story of the 10 lepers. This is where we're going. Ooh. Story of the 10 lepers, Luke chapter 17 from verse 19, or from 11 to 19. And Jesus entered the village. 10 lepers approached him, keeping their distance. They asked Jesus to have mercy on them. And Jesus healed them. He did. He said, go and show yourselves to the priest. And how many came back?
One.
Of how many were healed?
10.
How many came back?
Just one.
How many were paid?
Were healed.
All 10. How many came back to say thank you?
Just one.
Just one. Mm. So I mean, these, yes, we're talking about healing and stuff like that. And yeah, if you really, really want to go into it, it's not about finances, it's about healing. But the principle is the same. Jesus has done something for you through someone, an employer. They've given you X amount of money. So let's say the organization has 100 staff. 100 people were paid. Mm-hmm. But how many people came back and just said thank you? And Jesus asks a question. He says, weren't all 10 healed? Where are the other 9? And it's not that, you know, your boss needs a donkey. It's not that Jesus needs a thank you. It's for yourself to recognize that you have received something from someone else. And we teach our kids to say please and thank you, right? We teach them, hey, you better say thank you. Mommy, can I have an orange? Yeah, I would say thank you. Say please, right? But the same rules don't apply for us because we're adults and we deserve it. With the same, your kid can also say, Mom, I deserve the orange. I'm your child. So let's make sure that as children of God, that we don't enter into a place of entitlement. Entitlement is not of God. Entitlement is what robs us of the genuine a blessing that God has in store for us, where we feel like we don't deserve. What we do deserve is to burn in hell. That's the truth. That's what I deserve, right? So everything that I have and everything that someone gives me is just a grace. I will always say thank you. And what am I saying? So when Tubby gives me something and I say thank you to Tubby, I'm honoring God that has supplied through Tubby. I don't disregard the vessel. Why? Because God doesn't send money from heaven. He doesn't just send, it's not manna. We're not living in the wilderness times where it falls from the sky. It comes from a specific person who is a good steward of that which they have been given, and that's why they're able to give to us. So again, it's month end season. It's the last kind of lesson concerning hashtag done with debt. Being thankful. Being thankful for where the provision comes from. Awesome. We'll park it right there.